Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Kerri-Ann Haynes-Knight, a graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education, the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, October 23, 1847, the Barbadian newspaper informed its readers of the laying of the cornerstone of the Chapel of St. Silas on Waterhall Estate in the parish of St. James. The newspaper reported that the chapel, a 50-foot by 25-foot structure, was to be constructed to benefit the significant number of persons residing on the estates in the environs. The ceremony, which took place on October 20, 1847, was presided over by the Lord Bishop of the diocese, Bishop Thomas Parry, and was marred by intervals of heavy rain. The event commenced with a rain-delayed procession from York Estate to the site of the new building at Waterhall, and comprised parishioners, visitors from across the island, representatives of the clergy, members of the vestry, managers of neighboring estates, children of the district school, and a sizable number of laborers. Following the arrival of the procession at Waterhall, the Lord Bishop addressed the crowd, voicing his delight at the significant number of persons in attendance. He spoke of his regret that the rector could not be present due to severe illness and highlighted the notable absence of the donor of the site, the Honorable R.J. Walcott, proprietor of the Spring and Waterhole Plantations, who had been prevented from laying the stone, even though he had indicated his interest in undertaking the task. The Lord Bishop also expressed his disquiet regarding the unavailability of funds to complete the project. He informed the audience of the status of the money raised, stating that $200 had been received from the residuary fund, $500 from the Christian Faith Society, formerly the Society for the Conversion of Negroes, $200 from a branch of the Society for the Propagation of the Gospel, and $200 to $300 from local subscriptions, all totaling $1,100. The Lord Bishop extended gratitude for the liberality of the people of Barbados, remarking that many laborers on one estate contributed $1 each towards the project. He added, however, that he didn't want to limit the laborers to $1 and that they could, if they so desired, give more, and so too the members of the upper classes and persons residing in the district who had not yet provided assistance. Following his address, the Lord Bishop read a prayer, followed by the reading of Psalm 132 by the Archdeacon as the stone was being lowered. Reverend Henry Collymore, curator of the district, read the inscription, which was placed under the stone. This was followed by the singing of the first verse of Psalm 100. The bishop concluded the event with the pronouncement of the benediction. As reported in the Barbadian newspaper, on this day in 1847, the ceremony to lay the cornerstone for the St. Silas Chapel proved to be a success, with attendees suggesting that the significant rains which accompanied the ceremony represented a great blessing.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.